Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Digital Talk Radio. Chuck Wilder here and a qualified engineer at the studios. We are live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's guest, Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS, going to be talking about his latest, including, well, Biden's immigration policies, speed communitization of America. In the second hour, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and some really good ones from him, including, let's see, here it is, renowned COVID doctor, quote, poisonous vaccine jabs, an agonizing situation. All right. Well, in the news, a judge in California has ordered the state to include radio host and author Larry Elder on the ballot in the upcoming California recall election. Elder, quote, has won his lawsuit against California Secretary of State Shirley N. Weber. The Superior Court of California held that Secretary Weber will list Elder as a candidate for governor in a special California recall election scheduled for September 14th. His campaign website announced this all in a press release. Quote, the court's ruling reverses the secretary's decision to disqualify Elder as a candidate for alleged redaction issues with the income tax returns filed with his candidacy application. According to the court, the law by which the Secretary of State required candidates to submit tax returns for the upcoming election applies to direct primary elections, not recall elections. Hence, Elder did not have to file tax returns at all to qualify as a candidate. Quote, I want to express my deepest gratitude to the Superior Court of California, our friends, volunteer supporters, and the people of California, Elder said on the website. We fought the shenanigans of Sacramento's politicians, and we won. If elected governor, I will fight every single day for this state, and this is just the beginning. Monday, Elder has announced that his run for California governor had been blocked with the California Secretary of State, arguing that his candidacy was illegitimate. Okay. Read my lips. We're not going back to mask and lockdowns again. Are we really doing this again? Are we really talking about returning to masking again? Last weekend, L.A. County reinstituted its mask mandate for indoor settings. More than 60% of the country is fully vaccinated, but the mandate applies to both vaccinated and unvaccinated people. The move is absurd in several ways. For starters, it throws shades on vaccines. If vaccines work, why do the vaccinated need to be masked? And if we do still need to be masked post-vaccine, why would anyone take the jabs? Right? Right. A California couple whose gender reveal prognectic show started a massive inferno that killed a fireman last year have each been hit with an involuntary manslaughter charge. Refugio Manuel Jimenez Jr. and Angela Renee Jimenez pleaded not guilty to the felony charge and 29 other counts related to the September 2020 El Dorado fire. The wildfire was allegedly started by the couple's smoke-generating pyrotechnic device that ignited dry grass at the foot of the San Bernardino Mountains, 75 miles east of L.A. The Jimenez tried to put out the blaze with bottled water, but it was quickly stoked by strong winds and dry conditions, according to the authorities. Democratic Joe Biden and his administration reportedly pressured the Ukraine to stay silent on controversial pipeline deal that he had been working with on Russia. According to a bombshell new report, the Biden administration is strong-arming the Ukrainian government to keep details of the deal a secret and hidden from the United States Congress. Last Wednesday, the U.S. and Germany announced that Russia has been given the green light to complete its highly controversial Nord Stream 2 pipeline to Europe. The lucrative deal is a huge boost to Russia's economy while making much of Europe dependent now on the Russia regime for their energy. Pennsylvania's top election official has decertified the voting system of rural Fulton County for future elections, saying that an election assessment by a third party had violated the Keystone State's election code. Acting Secretary of State Veronica DeGuerrero-Rita, an appointee of Democratic Governor Tom Wolf, informed the Fulton County Board of Elections that she did not arrive at this decision lightly. Wake Technology Services Incorporated, known as Wake TSI, a software company based in Westchester, Pennsylvania, had carried out an election assessment that involved its workers visiting Fulton County in December 2020 and in early February. The company in May released a report that concluded the election was well run and did not indicate any signs of fraud in Fulton County. However, five issues of note were uncovered, three of which are related to Dominion Voting Systems, whose electronic voting system was used in the county for the 2020 election. Now, here's a quote. "While these may seem minor, the impact on an election can be huge," Wake TSA said of the five issues at the time Dominion disputed the reported findings. The Fulton County Board of Elections and Wake TSI did not immediately respond to any requests for comment. In October 2020, the FBI announced during a press conference that it thwarted a plot by a so-called right-wing militia to kidnap and kill Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and overthrow the state government. Now, the Whitmer kidnapping plot was in the media 24-7 and used to bolden Trump with just a few weeks to go until Election Day. Well, the FBI used at least 12 informants during this supposedly kidnapping case. There are six defendants and 12 FBI informants. But it's much worse than previously reported. According to a new report now out by BuzzFeed News, the FBI was involved in every aspect of the Whitmer kidnapping case, starting with its inception. FBI informant agents actually helped hatch the kidnapping plot, which means there would be no conspiracy case without the FBI. One FBI informant organized all of the meetings early on and paid for hotel rooms and food to entice the Potsies. Defense lawyers are arguing the informants drew people into the conspiracy and that there is a potential evidence of entrapment. And actually, I heard this weeks ago on the Tucker Carlson Show on Fox. Very interesting, you know. The FBI working for the reelect Biden committee? Boy, I'll tell you. Things are out of control, in my opinion. Well, a former at-large D.C. council candidate, Addison Sartor, is expected to bring forth a ballot initiative that would look to create African-American autonomous areas within D.C., which would have their own mayor and city council members. According to the WAMU reporter, Martin Ostermommel, boy, can you imagine a last name like that? And a reporter, A-U-S-T-E-R-M-U-H-L-E. Anyway, they say Sartor is expected to propose his ballot initiative, but did not give a timeline. Also wrote about the initiative back in April, outlining what the African American Autonomy Act of 2021 would entail. The act would preserve east of the Anacostia River and the Langdon Park, Brentwood area in northeast D.C., as well as Colonial Village and Shepherd Park in the northwest D.C. as historically black areas that would be covered under the act. Quote, "These African American autonomous regions would be turned into their own cities with their own mayor and own city council members operating separately and free from control by the present D.C. government," wrote Sartor. According to Sartor, east of the Anacostia is 90% African American, a place he calls the perfect area for an African-American autonomous region due to its population, demographic, and its isolation from the rest of the city due to the 295 highway that runs along the river. Now, quote, to deny African Americans autonomous regions in D.C. would be denying us our basic human rights. I mean, kind of shocking news here. Starter states that African Americans have the right to an autonomous region because they classify as indigenous people under the United Nations definitions. In the United Nations Declaration of Indigenous Rights, they state that indigenous people have the right to the autonomous areas. Let's see here. I think there's more on this one. Yes, there is. According to the United Nations, indigenous people are defined as, quote, the descendants of those who inhabited a country or a geographical region at the time when people of different cultures or ethnic origins arrived. The new arrivals later became dominant through conquest, occupation, settlement, or other means. And they claim that the African Americans are indigenous people because African Americans are descendants of Africans who inhabited West and Central Africa at the time when a people of different cultures or ethnic origins known as Europeans arrived. And then these Europeans later became dominant through their conquest of Africa, known as the Atlantic slave trade and the American slavery. You still wonder, or I do, how does New York tie in with the, inhabited West and Central Africa? Well, we'll see. He goes on to state that interested groups and those making the laws in these majority black areas do not live in the area, and that they were polluting neighborhoods and destroying low-income housing, calling the matter a case of life or death. And Stater explains that the act would not be segregation, that the initiative would not prevent people from traveling to either side of the river. Now, I wonder if the people over here could go on the other side. Well, okay. Quote, I believe white people should also have the right to control the institutions in their community. They already do control. I believe Latinos and Asians should also have the right to control the institutions in their community as well. All races should have the right to control the institutions in their community. Unfortunately, African Americans continue to be systematically prevented from controlling the institutions in our community. And this is why the initiative is being proposed. Now, the last name, Long, 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 elaborated on the challenges that this initiative would face in its attempts to get on a ballot. He said that beyond getting signatures, it could potentially violate parts of the Home Rule Act. Wow. Now, I mean, if things were not complicated, let's throw some gasoline on the fire. Okay, let's see here. The woke U.S. women's soccer team, I want to repeat this one, was plummeted by Sweden in devastating 3-0 loss. This was last Wednesday morning at the Tokyo Olympics. This is, after the players took a knee in protest against America, they lost. Yes, the defeat suffered during their opening game was a crushing loss for the Team USA. Broke a 44-game winning streak. Tell me there's not karma. Yes. Before the game commenced, all 22 players on the team took a knee in solidarity with a radical leftist group, Black Lives Matter. You know what? I'll tell you what matters is trying to score more than 3 points there, soccer team. Right? But you go ahead and keep your beliefs there. Yes. All right, we're going to take a break, and then a man of very few words, Michael Cutler, right around the corner.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Director Steven Soderbergh assembles a great ensemble cast for a moody thriller about petty crooks in 1954 Detroit who get drawn into a series of world-changing mysteries in No Sudden Move. Now playing in theaters and streaming on HBO Max.
The problem is you're not smart enough to know how not smart you are.
Why are you doing this, man?
Because I'm going to get what's mine.
That's Don Cheadle, who along with Benicio Del Toro is at the center of the action, along with the likes of Ray Liotta, Matt Damon, and John Hamm. The plot, which features some conspiratorial maneuvers in the auto industry, is intricate and intriguing. But the real power of this picture comes from the characterizations, which are consistently convincing and complex. It's rated R for rough language, some sex references, and disturbing violence that's plausible but never over the top. 3 stars for No Sudden Move, a supremely skillful piece of work that leaves you wondering about the deeper dimensions of what you've just seen.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Citizens, no need now to clamor for culinary gustatorial delights. Dreams do come true. Columbo's has triumphantly reopened its golden doors to feed the famished and soothe the savage beast. Bask in the delights of Columbo's succulent steaks, Neptune's superior offerings from the seven seas, Columbo's family Italian specialties, and, of course, their world-famous meatballs. And it's all so affordable. Yes, Columbo's, the ninth wonder of the world, the Southern California pantheon dedicated to unrivaled and unparalleled yum-yum. Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia bene.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN. Couple of notes here. Let's see when next we meet. Robert Romano, and what a report he has. Trump is right. Many Americans foregoing vaccinations do not trust the government. And after the Wuhan lab origin cover-up, why should they? And then the one and only Leo Homan returns. And let's see, what is his? Segregation returns to America as universities, theaters harass, intimidate unvaxxed students. Yes. Well, I know a guy that had all of his shots. It's not Elvis who turned the thing over to Jeremy, but it would be the one and only Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS, that's Immigration Naturalization Service. Mike is host of the radio program, the Michael Cutler Hour. It's heard on Fridays. He can tell you more about that. And you know what we really bring up quite frequently is the fact that Mike has testified as an expert witness at numerous congressional hearings on issues relating to the enforcement of immigration laws in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, you see. You can find his articles at Newsmax.com, MichaelCutler.net, FrontPageMagazine.com, FrontPageMag.com, TheAmericanConservative.com, and I think he's also popping up on YouSync. And right now he's popping up to say, hi, Chuck, how are you? Hello, Mike.
Hi, Chuck, how are you?
No. I'll tell you. I was having one of these things. I have one of these things, you know, because I broadcast from my home, you know, where I'm adjusting all the dials and all that stuff, and there's like 49 and a half knobs. And I think it's that half knob that, you know,
that
you
must
wonder.
Be it. That
wow,
must
I mean,
be it.
You know, you never thought it would come to this, and especially in immigration. I mean, we thought it could get bad or worser and worser, like I love to use that word. But, boy, I'm telling you, and Mike's got a recent article here. It's, will Biden's immigration policy speed communitization of America? I mean, boy, everything he's doing is so good, and there's no problem anywhere, is there?
No, we're living in paradise. But, you know, my dad, may he rest in peace, was a bright guy. Didn't have much in the way of formal education, but he was a tradesman. He was a plumber. And I love tradesmen. They built this country. You know, without tradesmen, we'd all be sitting out in an open field and certainly have no radios, buildings, or anything else. But what my dad said to me made so much good sense. First of all, he said, nothing is so bad that it couldn't be made worse, or so good that it couldn't be better. And he also said that if you want to turn a capitalist into a communist, take away his money. Yeah, and if you look at what we've been witnessing, what have we seen? Businesses shutting down because of COVID, right? You've been witnessing for decades a massive influx of an army of foreign workers, not just the labor class and menial workers, the illegal aliens, but increasingly high-tech visas for programmers, engineers, scientists, doctors, you name it. And as you bring in foreign workers from the third world countries, they are willing to settle for lower wages under worse conditions with no benefits. And because of supply and demand, you're driving down the wages from every direction. Do you know that 30 years ago, the meatpacking industry was paying their workers about $18 an hour? Today, they make about $12 to $15 an hour, 30 years later. They're earning less in terms of the actual dollar amount. And, of course, when you look at inflation, the purchasing power of that money has gone through the floorboards. But we're also seeing it, as I say, with the high-tech workers. And Alan Greenspan, and I wrote about that in my article, and people should check this out. I really cannot stomach Alan Greenspan. He was the chairman of the Fed. I was so angry when he testified for Schumer back in 2009. I was on this lady's radio show, and she said, what did you think when you were watching Greenspan testify? Because I watched on my computer. It was streaming. And I said, I knew I was witnessing a first. She said, what kind of a first was it? I said, it was the first time I'd ever seen someone testify who was suffering from rigor mortis. And that's Alan Greenspan. And that she told me she spent the rest of her show mopping up her mascara from laughing so hard. But the point is, this is a guy who's very wealthy, very influential, writes these books, and people were fawning all over him. And he speaks in that syrupy, monotone, dead voice. He could say anything or everything, and no one has a clue as to what he's saying. Worse than Biden in some ways, but
as I understand, as I understand, and we're going into a break, that's why I'm jumping on your tongue there.
Sure.
He did this April 30th, 2009, so he was 29 days late of April Fool's Day. So I'm sure you were confused.
We're
all
the
along
fools.
There.
Yes. We're the fools for putting up with these characters. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, we got more from Michael Cutler and more on this article. Will Biden's immigration policy speed communitization of America? And we may get into this one about an alleged Iranian kidnap plot. That's kind of interesting. And who knows? We talk about everything from A to Z. And here's a B. That stands for a break.
Tired of lockdown? Let the reconnect begin. You belong here. Welcome home to the magic of Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California. Check out our new spacious outdoor dining alfresco. Romantic, market lights. It looks like a movie set. Dine under the stars and enjoy our tasty Angelo's and Vinci's pizza, pasta, seafood, chicken, salad dinners, and more. In the cool of the evening, come enjoy our award-winning menu, new wine list, specialty cocktails, like our Peach Bellini Martini, appetizers, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's now open every day from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. for relaxing outdoor dining. No reservations needed. Just come on in for delicious Italian food. Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. Call 714-879-4022. We're going to need a lot of pasta to get through this year. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Nonpayment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here with my guest Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent from the former INS, that was Immigration Naturalization Service. And I was just thinking just this second here, Michael, that, you know, formerly the INS, and then they change it, you know, to something else. And then you have ICE, and I think probably they're going to change that to water because it's melting, apparently, and if they get their way.
It certainly is. But you know, but I'm glad you're mentioning that. It's a good lead-in. You know, I testified before hearings and worked behind the scenes to create the Department of Homeland Security after 9/11. Do you realize, and I bet you don't, and I bet your listeners don't know, that the way DHS was put together by George W. Bush, it was in violation of the Homeland Security Act, which was the fundamental legislation to create DHS. Immigration was never supposed to be sliced into multiple components the way they did, and it was never supposed to include other agencies, which it
does. There's your listen, there's your next article, okay? Just keep that in mind, all right?
Well, I've written about it, but I do want to focus on it again, especially as we come up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah.
And John Hostetler, who is a Republican chairman of the House Immigration Subcommittee, I was testifying at this hearing for him on the resources and the dual missions, talked about how what Bush did made it impossible to secure the borders or enforce the laws, even after everyone came to the realization that the 9/11 attacks and other attacks were only possible because of multiple failures of the immigration system. So what we've seen from both parties is rampant globalism, cheap labor, moving people and money around the world in this massive shell game, destroying the middle class. Because what Alan Greenspan said was that if we could make Americans compete with foreign high-tech workers, which is what Bill Gates wanted, and he said we should do what Gates wants, by the way, at a hearing. Then he said by making Americans compete with foreign workers, their wages would have to come down because they're being paid unrealistic wages. And if we did that, we could greatly reduce inequality in wages between Americans with skills and those with lesser skills. How? By destroying their wage structure. So now they'll all be the working poor. He didn't say working poor, but I'm telling you, that's the goal. Destroy the middle class, and then everybody who has to work for a living will be screwed. And that's exactly what they've been pursuing for decades. And Biden comes along, and he is the fantasy of all of these evil bums who are so greedy, I compare them to malignancy. Cancer has an insatiable appetite for nutrients to the point where the tumor secretes hormones, so the body surrounds the tumor with blood vessels, and it bathes in all these nutrients, and it does real well until the victim dies, and it gets buried with the victim. Well, these bums have an insatiable appetite for wealth. Most people are happy if they have a house, a car in the driveway, a full tank of gas, a full refrigerator. But then you have Nancy Pelosi, who needs a $27,000 refrigerator with $20 a pint ice cream. You know, never enough. And we're paying the price for this. But I think where it's leading us, and that's why I asked if this is speeding us towards communization, making America into a communist state, is that by putting more people below the poverty line, which we are, increasing homelessness, because the price of real estate is going up as wages are going down and Americans are losing their jobs altogether, Americans will now have to depend on the government to subsist. And what does that mean? The government will have complete control over everybody, and that is the goal. And by the way, look at Nancy telling the Republican Party, oh, you know that insurrection on January 6th? Well, we're going to have a bipartisan committee on this, but we, the Democrats, will tell the Republicans who they can select.
That's like why they got the rhinos.
Who's going to be on the pitcher? Yeah, but imagine if the manager of the Yankees could tell the manager of the Mets, you can't put that pitcher on the mound because we don't like him.
Yeah, well, listen, what you were talking about earlier about, you know, unemployment the way it is, low-income people, you know, and the American dream. And last night and on Tucker Carlson, they were talking to the guy down there around Del Rio or somewhere, the mayor of that city, and they were bringing out the statistics, okay? Since Biden has been in office, the figure now stands roughly 1.8 million people have crossed that border. 1.8 million. And Tucker was bringing out the fact, do you realize there are some states, not cities, but states in the United States that don't even have 1.8 million? But they're going to all these different locations throughout America. You know, that's what we need, Mike. And I keep thinking about, you know, veterans out there in those tents that don't have anywhere to go, not being taken care of. The homeless who have just given it up. We're not going to get anything. We'll let the government take care of us. And where in the heck? I think the overall bottom line is you get so many people in there where all of a sudden nobody has any money. And boy, that's when you need socialism.
And that's exactly the goal. And now Biden wants to give lawful status. And I've talked about it before, but I'm going to tell you again, folks. And please, if you go to a barbecue this weekend or you meet with family, talk about this. Don't talk about personalities. Talk about the issue. They want to legalize all the illegal aliens. Well, 3 years ago, Yale said there were about 22 million. It's probably 30 million. They could then bring in all their children. No one wants to talk about that, including Fox News, to be honest with you. If they brought in their kids and they averaged 4 children each alien, and we legalized, let's say, 25 million, we would see an influx, sit down for this one, of 100 million young immigrants. Now, I wrote about that for Front Page, and somebody commented, you know, they have comments, oh, there aren't that many children in Mexico. Of course there aren't. But this isn't only from Mexico. We're getting people from the four corners of the planet, from Asia, from Africa, from Europe, you name it, they're coming here. We don't know if there's terrorists.
Let me throw in. I'm going to throw in one more. They were talking about on the border last night, and the guy said we saw a guy hop off the train. So we went after him, and this would be, I think it was a border people plus the city. Pardon me. Anyway, they get the guy, come to find out he's a gangbanger from Florida, from Cuba, and he had escaped Cuba somehow. But he got all the way to the Mexico border, and the orders are any Cubans are not to be detained. That he said, that's the word from the Biden administration. Have you heard that?
I haven't, but it doesn't surprise me because we saw that when we had the Mariel boat lift where Cuba emptied out its jails and its insane asylums. That's not to say some very good people from Cuba came during that time also, but it was all mixed in. So you have no idea who you're letting in, whether they're fugitives, whether they're terrorists. Also, a 900% increase in the number of COVID cases, right? Now, think about this. The Biden administration wants to go door-to-door to persuade, or maybe I should say coerce, Americans into being vaccinated because they want to get to herd immunity. How do you get to herd immunity when you keep increasing the herd and make sure that you dump into that herd more unvaccinated and even more people who were stricken with the COVID virus? This is a delivery system, and understand what that really means. Biden is looking to flood America with a limitless number of immigrants, or illegal aliens, call them what you want. But the Border Patrol is being forced to take these people to bus terminals and train stations to complete the process of human trafficking. What the administration has done is to turn the Border Patrol into the final stage of a human trafficking operation that is of the largest scale ever witnessed by the United States or perhaps any other country in existence. Now, how in the world does that provide good news for Americans? That's the question we should ask every politician, but especially Mr. Biden. How is this good for the average American? And by the way, it's not just the Mexican border. We have a Canadian border. You have aliens coming in on boats. And I'd love to know what the visa refusal rate now is at State Department with Biden in the White House, with Mayorkas as the head of Homeland Security. And how many aliens have been turned around at airports? The last year of the Obama administration, 105,000 aliens applied for entry at ports of entry and were told you can't be admitted because we find you're excludable. I wonder what the numbers look like with Biden. I'm willing to bet they're turning nobody around. So while you're looking at this massive human tsunami on the Mexican border, remember we're a country of 50 border states. America is leaking like a sieve. And all that Mr. Biden and his administration are doing is to encourage more illegal immigration from all over the world. The way I put it is he's fired the starter's pistol for aspiring illegal aliens.
Yeah. And as you put it all the time, Mike, in case you haven't heard Mike Cutler before, every single, you might say, any airport of any size turns out to be a fantastic place to bring in aliens.
Of 50 border states. We have 50 border states, international airports, the northern border, the southern border, and we have 95,000 miles of coastline. We've never had meaningful interior enforcement because the whole point is to get the aliens into the country to meet the demands of the people who bribe the politicians, the Chamber of Commerce, the American Immigration Lawyers Association. You know, I've come to call this the immigration delivery system, and here's something else to think about. If you think the immigration system is broken, why in the world do you want to have a broken system adjudicate applications for tens of millions of illegal aliens when we know, according to the 9/11 Commission, the failures of the immigration system were the sole reason that the terrorists were able to succeed repeatedly in entering America and attacking us? And by the way, if you don't believe that, that's the segue to my article for Front Page Magazine. And this one was published a couple days ago, alleged Iranian kidnap plot targeted Iranian-American dissident in Brooklyn. Iran has a woman living in California, she's an Iranian, who was funding an attempt to kidnap a woman who's Iranian by birth but American by naturalization. She's been writing an awful lot and getting a lot of attention, telling the story about what's really going on in Iran. The Iranian government wanted to kidnap her, put her on a boat, believe it or not, here in Brooklyn, put her in that boat, take her to Venezuela, and then from there fly her to Iran, where she would either have been imprisoned or executed. They've done this to other dissidents in other countries, including America. So the terrorists are here. Our enemies are here. And that's something no one's focusing on, that here's a woman in California who is working in our country, provided over $100,000 to carry out this kidnap plot. So understand, the terrorists have been admitted into our country. Understand that Hezbollah is working with human traffickers throughout Latin America to move narcotics and people into the country, including sleeper agents. And when you look at the death toll from the drugs, especially from meth and other such drugs, this is chemical warfare being waged against America. And what is the Biden administration doing to protect Americans against this? Because last year, over 90,000 people died of opiate overdoses. They're not only not doing anything, they're facilitating the movement of these toxins, these poisons, into our country that's taking human lives and funding the gangs and funding terrorism. Where's the good news in this?
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of the kidnapping, the lady in California. You know, her job is to try to set up this kidnapping, and then they take them back, and they do this, and they do that, and they say, what are you doing? Why haven't you done your work? And she probably, telling the Iranian officials, my God, have you ever heard of Costco and Sam's? You ought to see what they look like. I've been real busy. I haven't had time to go out and do the kidnapping work, And you wonder, and I've always wondered, if you send somebody from Iran over here to do the dirty work, and once they get here, and, well, it may be not right now or whenever we were having all the, the burnings and all this stuff, But, wow, why would I want to go back to Iran? But I guess it's life or death for them.
Their families are there, and if they don't go back to Iran, they'll kill their families. They hold, and we see that with the gangs also and with the cartels. That's why they move their people into our country, because they tell them point blank, if you take any of that drug money, or if you don't do what we tell you, or if you don't kill that guy, or you don't do that, whatever it is, you know where your sister lives? Because we know where your mother lives. You want to see them again? And believe me, they don't make idle threats. So between corrupt governments and criminal and terrorist organizations, they have a very effective tool by which they persuade people to do exactly what they are told or else. And that's why when I hear this nonsense, that it's pro-immigrant to not enforce the immigration laws, the most likely victim of the violence perpetrated by transnational criminals are the members of the ethnic immigrant communities, and not just from Latin America, but from all over the world, because human nature is human nature, and every race, religion, ethnicity, and nationality have the good, the bad, and the ugly. Why would we want the bad and the ugly to come to America, damage America, and do harm to the immigrant communities in our country?
Well, as I said a while ago, I think the bottom line is this is the perfect combination to eventually reach socialism in this country. And why in the world, people, just average people, if you pay any attention to what's going on in the world and you have the perfect example, what's the latest is Venezuela, with socialism, and now you see what's going on with Cuba and socialism. And yet, that's what you want. I mean, boy, it's like they've already drunk.
And Biden took away the sanctions. And Biden took away the sanctions from Venezuela. And Venezuela was going to be a stop on the route to Iran for this woman that they wanted to abduct.
Really?
Yes.
And it's not like they drank the Kool-Aid, But maybe they took the shot. Maybe that's what it is. No, that didn't have anything to do with it. I'll tell you. But the double standard in this country right now, and especially with the Democrats and what they think America stands for.
Iran was involved with that too, because they've also tracked Iranian hackers who claim to be the Proud Boys. They weren't trying to stir the pot and make Americans hate each other. And that's exactly the tactic being used by the Radical Democrat Party today.
All right. Listen, going to take that break there, Mike Cutler. And remember, it's, theamericanconservative.com, frontpagemag.com, newsmax.com, michaelcutler.net. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did you know withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. So please listen up. Are you aware that banks are now required to spy on us for the government and then report any behavior they think is suspicious? It's true. I was shocked as I read Swiss America's blockbuster report, The Secret War on Cash. This new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Listen to me. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Now get your free copy by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. Or visit SwissAmerica.com. This war on cash is growing daily and also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get ahead, read The Secret War on Cash free to every Robert Dobby fan today by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. And then you'll thank me later.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent, former INS, that was the Immigration Naturalization Service, and he's host of the radio program, The Michael Cutler Hour. That's on Friday, so if you're still here on Friday, aha, see how I got that one in there, Mike? Yes, that would be
you
tonight.
Did. That was very slick, very smooth.
Yeah, you know, you're talking
by
about
the way,
yeah, go ahead.
With all the bad news, there is good news. A federal judge ruled that DACA has to stop. And I have an article that will be out in Front Page Magazine about that bit of good news. The judge said that it was an illegal program. And
did you know,
wow,
let me just tell you real quick that, when my blog went out, see, that was that's what the blog said we were going to talk about. Judge rejects DACA because whenever you and I were talking on the phone, and then you got these other super-duper ones. So that'll be the next time there, DACA, yes. Go ahead.
DACA on Front Page, but please get involved. I know that these stories get you guys revved. It gets me revved. Do something positive. Have conversations with your neighbors. Don't have fights. Don't have arguments. Keep personalities out of it. Just look at the issues. How do we help Americans by bringing in many more foreign workers than the number of new jobs we're creating? When you hear Biden say, we're going to put Americans to work. How? If you're bringing in an army of foreign workers who, by the way, send money out of the country. Americans tend to invest in the country. Foreign workers send the money out, which further
jacks up our
debt.
I know that whenever they arrive, he's using Air Force planes to take them other places and stuff like that. I saw a story yesterday or the day before where people are starting to complain because they use the bus where maybe they travel 40 miles to get to a job or 50 miles, you know, and they work there all week and then they come back to where their actual home is or whatever. And they're saying, you know, the buses are so crowded we can't get in because they're all, you know, filled up with these freebies that are getting there free,
yep.
You know, and he's sending them all over the United States. Hey, real quick, whenever you were talking about the kidnapping, right, and yep. I did use the word, was it poor boys? And they said, yeah, they're coming out of Iran.
Iran was pretending they were the poor boys on the Internet threatening Democrats. Yes.
But see, the thing was, you remember how it was Russia, Russia, Russia.
The Proud Boys, Proud Boys, yeah. Not the Poor Boys, the Proud Boys.
Yeah.
The Proud
but
Boys.
Then you see what happens if all of a sudden you start bad-mouthing Iran under this administration.
Yep.
No, you can say Russia or you can say Republicans. You know, you can use the R words, but don't be using Iran or independent. Yes, thank you.
Well, think of all the money that Obama gave Iran, that those pallets of how many billions of dollars?
Yeah.
You got to ask yourself about that collusion, don't you?
Yeah, and Biden's still trying to get back in, what was it, the JOC treaty or whatever?
Yes.
I don't know if it's
what
C
a horrible
or B,
deal, because that guarantees Iran getting nuclear weapons, just what the world needs.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And here, you know, China's out with all their big ships and a bigger navy now than we have and threatening people and saying, hey, this is our invisible territory that we're claiming. Wow. And that's happening in the Philippines, I think. Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
China Sea. And where is Iran? Where is Biden asleep or senile at the switch? And who's really pulling the strings? He's a marionette, you know. when they say that, you know, his mind doesn't wander. His mind goes on hikes without him, I have to tell you.
Well, I can see, you know, where you would forget things. I do that. But, you know, whenever he's doing these town halls. Hey, by the way, somebody sent me a thing and said, it's really convenient if you're Joe Biden because you'll never get a brain freeze, so you can eat all the ice cream you want.
That's why he's probably hanging out at Nancy's house.
Yeah, now you can use that on your radio show there, Michael Cutler. All right, we got to run.
I might do that. Be well, have a great weekend. Stay safe, everybody.
You too. Thank you very much. Michael Cutler, michaelcutler.net. Coming up next, it's the Duke, yes, Mr. Selwyn Duke from the New American. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Jeremy at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Let me tell you about my guest, the world-famous Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Selwyn, by the way, has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Cinage Learning. He appears on many television shows and radio shows, and yet he still has time to come on this little tiny show right here. Remember, his website is Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E, .com, at SelwynDuke.com. And now, Selwyn Duke.
Duke, 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 Duke-a-Burl, 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 Duke, Duke-a-Burl.
Yes. Wow. You can tell, huh, Selwyn? Hey, got your regular phone number back, and we got Jeremy here, and you get your theme song, and what could go wrong? Go wrong. Go wrong. Go wrong. Sorry.
A broken record there, huh? Well, I'm doing just fine. And look at this. Again, we've got a Friday with Wilder and Duke. So I guess now, Chuck, people have another good reason to say TGIF, right?
That's right, and as far as I'm concerned, I want to keep it that way as long as we can keep it that way, but you're a busy man. Boy, when television calls, you know, when, oh, what's his name there? What is his name there? You know, that guy, Carson somebody. Yep, I'll be there.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'll tell
you know, if this keeps up, Chuck, you know what the left is going to do? It's going to outlaw Fridays. That's what it'll do. And that's actually no joke, because the French revolutionaries wanted to do that. They wanted to institute their own calendar that eliminated the Lord's Day, Sunday. So it's been done before by leftists.
And the Catholics said, well, let them eat no meat.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll work on that one. Okay, yes. All righty. Yeah, I'll tell you. You know what? Very interesting, because I got to talk about this not too long ago, about Dr. McAuliffe. And, man, this guy is on it, I'm telling you. Renowned COVID doctor, poisonous vaccine jabs, an agonizing situation. Now, I wonder where they went and dug this little guy up. Now, I already know about this guy, Selwyn, just want to give you a heads up. But I just kind of wonder, what did they say? They said, oh, here's that little building where they're training people to be doctors. Let's grab this guy, right? No. No way. Excellent article. And, listener, I want you to listen carefully on this one from Selwyn Duke, renowned COVID doctor, poisonous vaccine jabs, an agonizing situation. Boy, take it away there, Selwyn.
Yeah. Well, you know, Chuck, here's the whole thing. When I talk about vaccines or anything in that area, the health-related area, I try to be very responsible because people's lives are at stake. So I don't want to lead people astray. I don't want to be a purveyor of misinformation. That really matters to me, unlike the figures in the mainstream media. So in the past, I've been on your show, and I've said, listen, the data are in. You definitely should not vaccinate children. But if you're an older person, if you have comorbidities, then you've got to do your own cost-benefit analysis. You remember that I said that. But right. I have to say, after watching this interview with Dr. Peter McCullough, I even would have to wonder about that, if anyone should take this vaccine. And here's the whole thing. We've heard a lot of claims about the vaccines. We've heard about spike protein shedding. We've heard about myocarditis, things like that. But when these claims, when these warnings come from someone such as Dr. Peter McCullough, you really have to sit up and take notice. This guy, he's got a sterling resume. He's a renowned COVID doctor in Texas. And among other things, he's the vice chief of internal medicine at Baylor University Medical Center. He's chief of cardiovascular research of the Baylor Heart and Vascular Institute. And he's the program director, Chuck, of the Cardiovascular Disease Fellowship Program at the Baylor University Medical Center.
Wow, yes.
And those are just a few of his credentials. He also, by the way, to the point here, has written 46 peer-reviewed publications on the China virus. And he's considered one of the foremost experts on the topic. And he's testified before many different governmental bodies on the topic. So anyway, he's not just a fly-by-night character.
You know, when you look at that, about all the times he's testified and all this stuff, it seems like every single, not every single American, but let's take a stab that 70% of Americans should have already heard about this guy instead of, you know, Dr. Squeaky or whatever his name is, right?
Oh, yeah. Fauci, right?
Fauci,
I told you this before. This is funny. The word Fauci in Italian actually means mouth. And I think that's hilarious, because that's the best nickname for the man, because he just loves being in front of the camera and talking and talking and talking no matter what he's saying. So we should call him Mouth. But anyway, joking aside, no, you're correct. It's a travesty of justice that most people haven't heard of Peter McCullough. In fact, I'm going to mention this Stu Peters show on which he appeared recently, and you can't even find that appearance, as far as I know, on YouTube. And why would you be able to? Because that's the kind of thing that YouTube assiduously censors, and the rest of big tech as well.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, in May I wrote about this. McCullough pointed out that COVID-19 has always been treatable. And I could get into that later if you want. I can explain the process by which it is treated if you're interested. And he also said that the medical establishment's failure to establish an official treatment protocol is absolutely disgraceful. That if it had done so a long time ago, 85% of the people who died of COVID could likely have been saved. But now he was just interviewed, like I said, on a recent edition of this program called The Stu Peters Show. And he has said that the vaccine, the coronavirus vaccines, are actually claiming lives. And he said, quote, at this point in time, I really can't recommend it to anybody. Well, understand now, when you listen to this, that McCullough said himself on that program that he used to be a vaccine advocate, because at first he was looking at the situation and he saw, well, they were 90%+ effective, supposedly, the vaccines. But then over time, when he watched the data come in, his point of view started to change. Now, I'll mention here, Chuck, that we're seeing data from all over the world indicating that many of the people becoming infected with COVID, developing COVID, actually have been vaccinated, which is not surprising because that's like the flu vaccine. It's not 100% effective. But additionally, Carl McCullough said, this is what changed his mind. He said, in February, probably 70% of my patients, I'm quoting him, here at Baylor in Texas, received the COVID-19 vaccine. Looking backwards now, on January 22nd, we had actually already had 186 deaths that had occurred after the vaccine. The threshold of concern is about 150 or so. In general, we get about 150 deaths for all vaccines combined. He means every single type of vaccine. 500 million shots per year across 70 vaccines. But for a single vaccine, that's what he said. And then he said, quote, I think if we had had a data and safety monitoring board, they would have shut down the vaccine in February of 2021. And he also pointed out, Chuck, that doctors in his circles were very, very concerned because patients were immediately dying after the vaccine at the vaccine centers or shortly thereafter. That's another quote of him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said, Chuck, that, quote, 50% of the deaths occur between 48 hours of the injection and 80% of the deaths occur within a week. And, quote, 86% of the deaths have no other explanation. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I've reported on this in the past, Chuck. For instance, I talked on your show, I think, about that 13-year-old boy. His name was Jacob Klinik. He died 3 days after getting his second COVID shot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also can tell you about people in my own circles. I don't have anyone who died, but I have a friend who took the vaccine, and now he has inflammation of the heart. I don't know if it's technically myocarditis, but he's taking medication for that. I ran into another person, not a friend, but someone I ran into. He took the vaccine. He said 2 months later, he had a heart attack. And he said, well, you can't know for sure that it was induced by the vaccine, but I'm very suspicious because shortly after taking the vaccine, I started experiencing symptoms.
You know what?
And so you add that
one real quick. Yeah. You know that on Carson Tucker, which you and I watch quite frequently, gosh, it must have been 3-4 weeks ago he was talking about, let me tell you about the reports coming out from over there, other countries. And it was all about these youngsters that all of a sudden were having heart problems, and they had taken the vaccine. Remember that? About 4 weeks ago, I think it was. And
yeah,
I remember
absolutely.
Even hearing, you know, some of their, you know, Facebook, whatever, you know, this is unproven, undocumented, and not the facts, and blah. Boy, I'm telling you, this from another country. But it was all kinds of sources were talking about that. But you don't want to hear about it over here. But now you're getting to hear about it over here because Selwyn's mentioned it a couple of times. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely disgusting. Look, the bottom line is this. When you're talking about these unknowns, these open questions, we have to have free and open debates so we can try to ferret out the truth. But we have the powers that be silencing dissenting voices here, and it's completely irrational, and it just tells you that they're not operating in good faith at all. And that's why McCullough himself said that the idea that people will be coerced into taking a coronavirus vaccine, which for them could be fatal, is, quote, an agonizing situation. He said, quote, I've never seen it in my career. So it is unbelievable. And he points out that it seems as if the vaccine-related problems, Chuck, involve four areas: the brain, the heart, the immune system, and the hematologic system. Now, as far as the heart goes, many of us have heard a lot about that. Myocarditis seems to be the issue. That's inflammation of the heart. And it's something that should give you pause for thought.
And blood clots? And, does that follow under the
hematologic system? Yeah, perhaps.
Okay.
But, you know, the bottom line is that you do have a lot of reason for concern here. And I'm not trying to take just one side or the other. I mean, this is not confirmation bias. These are real problems that we all should be taking note of. But anyway, McCullough points out, Chuck, that there's actually now an official FDA warning regarding myocarditis, and that he's seen cases like that in his clinic, and he calls them frightening. And he said the CDC has now certified 2,000 of these cases. Then he also mentioned the neurologic symptoms. He said, Chuck, that he had a patient who had been with him in his practice for 10 years, and she was perfectly normal. But a month after taking the vaccine, she developed cerebellar syndrome. He said that that is an absolutely horrific condition. And he talked about many other things. He talked about, for instance, I don't have this in my article, but spike protein shedding, I think it is. Now, that sounded like a conspiracy theory to me, tinfoil hat stuff, but he said it actually is a risk. You have to worry if you have close contact with someone who's been recently vaccinated. So he said for
tell the listener, you know, that the entire transcript is here if you want to see it, and also the video, right? So all they need to do is go to SelwynDuke.com and check out this article. And you'll see the whole thing. A renowned COVID doctor, poisonous vaccine jabs, an agonizing situation. Got about 45 seconds, and we'll be taking a break. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, the transcript is there. Unfortunately, for technical reasons, we couldn't embed the video in my article, but there's a link to it. You should watch the whole interview. It's about 25 minutes long. And he was talking about these spike proteins that actually they could affect you if you have close contact with someone recently vaccinated. So he said, if you know someone like that for about 4 weeks, you shouldn't engage in kissing or sexual activity, nothing like that. That's something else that he mentions.
Now, if I'd read the small print, no sexual activity, well, hang on a second. I got to regroup here. Selwyn Duke and I will return in just a moment. Selwyn Duke from The New American. You can read all of his excellent websites, not his websites, his article on his website. You got it? Yes, I think so. Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E, .com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Director Steven Soderbergh assembles a great ensemble cast for a moody thriller about petty crooks in 1954 Detroit who get drawn into a series of world-changing mysteries in No Sudden Move. Now playing in theaters and streaming on HBO Max.
The problem is you're not smart enough to know how not smart you are.
Why are you doing this, man?
Because I'm going to get what's mine.
That's Don Cheadle, who along with Benicio del Toro is at the center of the action, along with the likes of Ray Liotta, Matt Damon, and John Hamm. The plot, which features some conspiratorial maneuvers in the auto industry, is intricate and intriguing. But the real power of this picture comes from the characterizations, which are consistently convincing and complex. It's rated R for rough language, some sex references, and disturbing violence that's plausible, but never over the top. 3 stars for No Sudden Move, a supremely skillful piece of work that leaves you wondering about the deeper dimensions of what you've just seen.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Selwyn Duke from the New American, and discussing this article, Renowned COVID Doctor, Poisonous Vaccine Jabs, An Agonizing Situation. You know, you mentioned the word spike, you know, and it's a little thing you see all the time. It sort of looks like a landmine, not a landmine, but you know, the... Yeah, I guess they are called, not landmines, but the ones they put in the ocean where they try to sink.
Right, through. Right. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And you know, Selwyn, and you are familiar with Event 201, right, that they had a couple of years back. It was called Event 201, and basically it was a dress rehearsal for if you got something, you know, with little round spikes and things like that floating in the air. It was a big rehearsal, almost identical to everything that's going on right now. And it was put on by the Johns Hopkins Center, the World Economic Forum, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And the reason I bring this up is because for the event, they gave everybody souvenirs, and they were the little spikes that you are now seeing showing you what COVID looks like. Very interesting. Event 201. I think one time Biden was talking about, we actually had a rehearsal for this and the cold winter and all this stuff. It kind of slipped out or something. But this doctor, this guy, I'm telling you, with all these credentials and what he's saying, go ahead and continue. I think we left it off whenever you said we've never asked the human body to produce a foreign protein ever, but we are now, right? Still got you there, Selwyn? Wait a minute. What's going on here? Nope. And I'm not even getting all right. Testing. 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2, 3. All righty. I know mine's working on this end. So let's see here. Not getting anything on this end for some reason.
Hello? Hello?
Do you hear me now, Selwyn?
Yeah, I can, Chuck.
Okay, I don't know what happened there. In fact, I just called the network, you know, because I broadcast from my home. And do you think we had a spike? That's what I was
talking
about. Yeah,
sorry about that. Actually, I see my headset went on the blink momentarily. I think that's what happened. So I apologize about that. I think it was on my end.
Hail Mary, full of grace. Let us not let that happen again. No, I couldn't hear you either there, Jeremy, so I don't know what was going there. So.
Really? Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, so Jeremy said he couldn't hear me either. So you heard me talking about Event 401, I guess, or did you? Let me see.
201. Yeah, but I'm not acquainted with that, Chuck.
Yeah, so let me see here.
What I'll do is I'll try to send you the information that the guest I had on. I've heard it many, many times, but I had this guest on yesterday that her name is Sherry Zalawinski, okay, and she was doing it all about it, and it was called the Pandemic's Debut Performance, you know, so kind of interesting there. Now, for some reason, okay, yeah, I'm spiking there a little bit, I don't know. I think we're okay. Are you okay on the other end there, Jeremy? Yes, sir. I could even hear you. I could even hear you if you were wrong, okay? But the interesting thing is, Selwyn, that this last couple of minutes, the things that you've said, I just don't know. So what I'm saying, we're coming up on a break here. That's the shortest break we have, and that's good, you know, that we get it worked out. And just remember, with this radio program, nothing can go wrong. Yes. Hey, we apologize. Well, we don't really need to apologize because, you know, the other side has, you know, these pigeons that are trained to get on the telephone wires and try to mess this program up. Mm. But by golly, we're still going to play the theme song, and we'll be right back with more. And it's a very serious subject, and sorry, we're kind of, well, not we, me, are putting little spikes into it, so to speak. Selwyn Duke, and it's The New American, and you can get all these excellent articles from Selwyn Duke at Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did you know withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. So please listen up. Are you aware that banks are now required to spy on us for the government and then report any behavior they think is suspicious? It's true. I was shocked as I read Swiss America's blockbuster report, The Secret War on Cash. This new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Listen to me. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Now get your free copy by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. Or visit SwissAmerica.com. This war on cash is growing daily and also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get ahead, read The Secret War on Cash free to every Robert Davi fan today by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. And then you'll thank me later.
Tired of lockdown? Let the reconnect begin. You belong here. Welcome home to the magic of Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California. Check out our new spacious outdoor dining al fresco. Romantic, market lights. It looks like a movie set. Dine under the stars and enjoy our tasty Angelo's and Vinci's pizza, pasta, seafood, chicken, salad dinners, and more. In the cool of the evening, come enjoy our award-winning menu, new wine list, specialty cocktails like our Peach Bellini Martini, appetizers, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's now open every day from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. for relaxing outdoor dining. No reservations needed. Just come on in for delicious Italian food. Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. Call 714-879-4022. We're going to need a lot of pasta to get through this year. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton today.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. Strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Yes, sir. The one and only, when everything's working, Selwyn Duke. S-E-L-W-Y-N Duke. Sorry about that, Selwyn. You know, I want to get through. This is probably one of the most important articles you and I have ever talked about. And this Dr. McCullough was explaining that he initially was a vaccine advocate, but then he witnessed his fruits. And tell the listeners about the months of December, January, and February about his patients, would you?
Yeah. You're talking about when he said, looking backwards now on January 22nd, Chuck?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
He said, quote, already had 186 deaths?
Yeah, he said, yeah. We had actually already had 186 deaths that had occurred after the vaccine. He said the threshold of concern is about 150 or so. In general, we get about 150 deaths for all the vaccines combined. That's 500 million shots per year across 70 vaccines. But this was just for a single vaccine. And then he was saying, well, if we had a data and safety monitoring board, they would have shut down the vaccine probably in February of 2021. But anyway, Chuck, before I get back to him, I just want to mention something just so your listeners know that when you listen to the Chuck Wilder show, you get the latest news, Chuck. I have information just off the wires. You know, Chuck, we were talking about heart problems related to this COVID situation. Well, here it is. News is Bill Clinton just had a heart attack after hearing me talk about how you're supposed to avoid sexual contact with the recently vaccinated.
Wow. That's a breaking news, yes. Is Hillary smiling, or okay. Is she saying congratulations, or yeah, okay.
Well,
I can hear the liberals right now, Selwyn. They're saying, you know, we're going to start listening to that show because we hadn't heard that. They were screening that one. Yeah.
Now, I want to point out that was a joke. Because if Media Matters or some other entity such as that gets a hold of this, they might start saying, well, look at that. Wilder and Duke are spreading fake news. Bill Clinton didn't actually have a heart attack. Here's the truth. He was alive and healthy and just fine in his house wherever.
Don't ever say that again, okay? And I say, okay, Tomas, thank you. Yeah. So there we go. Yeah.
But
boy.
Anyway, getting back to McCullough. He was talking about things that, like I said before the break, I thought were conspiracy theories, talking about protein shedding, how it could affect those who are near the recently vaccinated. But then he said towards the end of the interview something that was very, very powerful. And I want to read this because it really is compelling. Now,
I'm going to tell you
again,
something, listener. This is the one I really, really want you to hear. One of, if two or three things in this article. This is it, and this is proven. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, McCullough, understand, he's not a wild-eyed bomb thrower. He's a very sober, serious character, a man of science, and he said towards the end of the interview, quote, the mechanism of action of the vaccines is clearly poisonous, and then we know that the generation of the spike protein itself, it damages local tissues. It's not natural for a human cell to produce this foreign spike protein. We've never asked the human body to produce a foreign protein ever. This is so radically new. To do this and to do it on a mass scale and to, let alone, express on the cell surface and have the body start to attack its own cells and then let it circulate in the bloodstream, where we know it damages blood cells and causes blood clotting, he was basically saying is unbelievable. Not quite a complete sentence, but then he continued. So the mechanism of action in the human body is so alarmingly dangerous. If you were to draw this up on a chalkboard 2 years ago and say, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to give it a whirl, I don't think we could get even a human volunteer to sign up for this. I don't think I would ever bring it forward as a product idea, even on the drawing board. That's what he said. And, you know, I'll again reiterate, he expressed what's just common sense. He said, first of all, under no circumstances, quote unquote, should a China virus vaccine ever be given to a child. And then again, he also stated, quote, at this point in time, I really can't recommend it to anybody. And what's more, he was asked by the host, Peters, that's his last name, if there was a way to reverse the vaccine's effects on the body, Chuck. And McCullough replied, we don't think so.
And you know what? Just a comment real quick here. Think about listener, how many times you've actually heard, yes, even little children should be, you know, protected, so give them the vaccine. And they're talking about 2 to 3 years old. This guy's saying, I wouldn't recommend it for anybody because he knows it. He studies it. He's the expert. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something else. I mean, we've talked about this before, but I can't think of anything more insane than trying out one of these still experimental drugs on children, because children are not imperiled by this virus, as I've pointed out in the past. And here's a little data that I didn't express before in your show. I just came across this today during the course of some research. But in South Dakota, they've done very well with this virus. Well, during the whole course of the pandemic, Chuck, do you know how many deaths they've had among those 0 to 14 years old? Zero. Zero,
really?
Zilch, nada. Okay? This is not something that threatens children. Anyone who's saying that a child needs to be vaccinated or needs to be masked is either ignorant or is peddling a lie for nefarious reasons. There is no reason to do it. Leave the kids alone. Visiting this COVID ritual upon them is nothing less than child abuse. That's what it is. But anyway, I want to point out that McCullough also says that the probable risks of taking the vaccines certainly outweigh the benefits. And he also points out that at this point, Chuck, you only have a 1% chance, according to him, of encountering COVID in the first place. And then he said, it's always been treatable. Now, I mentioned that at the outset of the program. I said I was going to elaborate. Here is what he explained a while back. He said, when they talked to their colleagues in Italy early last year, because COVID hit Italy very hard early on, they learned how to treat this virus. He said, three-step process. The first thing you do is you limit the viral replication. Then he said, you treat the immune system dysregulation. That's the word he used. Now, that's important because, as he had explained, COVID is like a cold. It's a cold-type virus. The common cold is a coronavirus. The difference is that during the middle of the disease's course, your immune system goes crazy. It starts malfunctioning terribly. So you treat the immune system dysregulation. Then the last step is you treat the thrombosis. And he said, in that way, you can get people through this illness. And to reiterate what I said before, he stated that if this official treatment protocol had been established, I should say, as an official treatment protocol way back when, we probably could have saved 85% of the victims of this virus. And it is a travesty of justice. It's really a crime. It's criminal negligence, Chuck, that this protocol was not established. And whose fault is that? It's the fault of people such as Anthony Fauci and all the rest of the health establishment and the politicians who've instead been pushing vaccines and lockdowns and masking and all this pure and utter nonsense. You know, we have to understand something. I have this at the end of my article, and I quote the very liberal Atlantic. It's a liberal magazine. They stated last February that, quote, you're likely going to get the coronavirus. And then it quoted an expert who said that cold and flu season could become cold, flu, and COVID-19 season. WebMD and other entities have opined likewise. That is the reality of the situation. So how do you go forward from here? You stop the fear. You trust in God. You look at the science. That means we know lockdowns are counterproductive. Masking really doesn't work. And involves some serious health downsides. social distancing, if you want to do it, fine. But the fact is, if you stay 60 feet away from people, you're safer than if you stay 6 feet away. The bottom line is, try to stay healthy, eat well, sleep well, drink enough water, try to keep your immune system strong. And then our authorities should understand we have to focus on treatment. And again, we can treat this now. As far as vaccines go, Chuck, well, okay, you see what's been going on with these vaccines. They could have some serious health downsides. Also, there's the fact that vaccines are typically not 100% effective. During the 2017-2018 flu season, Chuck, the CDC itself said that the flu vaccine was only 40% effective. And the reason for that is, as Michael Savage explained once, he's an epidemiologist, the strain of the virus that the vaccine is derived from, which is going to be effective against, is not necessarily the strain of the virus that will be prevalent during respiratory disease season. And that's the issue. So even if you do come up with a coronavirus vaccine that's safe and effective, what's going to happen when the virus mutates? And we've seen that already with the Delta variant, and now I understand there's another variant out there. So again, we have to go on with life. I put this in an article I wrote today. This is not a last man on earth or Omega Man kind of situation where most of the world is going to die off and we're going to have zombies roaming the landscape. That's not what's happening. This is not a threat to most people, this virus. And if we keep going this route of lockdowns and these policies that are complete folly, we're not going to have a civilization left. That's the bottom line. We can't do it. We have to go on with life. Look, Chuck, I have people close to me whom I love with all my heart who are elderly and or are vulnerable. I want to keep them safe. But I know the government regulations are not going to do that. I know the lockdowns are not going to do that. And I know, again, that if we keep up with this idiotic folly of lockdowns and whatnot, we're going to destroy our whole civilization. And that's not going to help anyone, except maybe the power-hungry politicians who want to rule over the ashes of what was once a very successful civilization. They're the only ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. The only ones what?
No, that this may benefit. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you notice, listener, that he just said politicians. He didn't mention any particular party. But I'm going to tell you, to me, it's like this is all about controlling the population. And look what we're doing. Oh, you can't go here. You can't go there. You got to wear the mask. You cannot wear the mask. You don't have to wear the mask. Now you got to wear it again. Watch out. It's now jumping off the ground and getting to you. You know, the virus doesn't jump off the ground, stuff I've read. You know, so this 6 feet away and all this other stuff, it's just like how much control can we have over these robots? And boy, I personally feel suckered in just putting on a mask. You know what I mean, Selwyn?
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I have half a mind to do, Chuck. Well, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
I'm just thinking, you know, I wish there was a way that all of the people that are doing this, and especially these Democrat dictators, okay, check the facts, and you'll see most of it is coming from Democratic-run counties and cities, okay? I hope that a big suit comes up and all of these people that are behind this stuff have to answer somehow. But seeing the fact they're Democrats, Selwyn, don't worry about it. You're not going to jail. You're not going to get locked up. But if you're a Republican, they'll break your door down and haul you off to jail. Go ahead.
No, that's absolutely true. And I was just going to tell you about masking. The rule is, at least in my state, when you do have to wear a mask, that it's supposed to be a cloth mask. Now, we don't have that rule right now for the, quote, vaccinated, but I have half a mind to craft my own mask out of cheesecloth and wear that if I ever have to. And then I can say, well, it conforms to the law, so don't look at me. But, you know, it's funny. You mentioned how you feel like a seal. I think you said that. Yeah, they have us jumping through all these hoops.
Yep.
And when do you finally realize that you're subject to a tremendous con? I've said this before, but I want to remind people again because we have a lot of short memories out there. Think about how the goalposts have been continually moved. Early on in the so-called pandemic, Chuck, what did they say? Well, we just need to lock down for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. That's it. 2 weeks. When that time elapsed, They changed their tune. They said, nah, that's no good. Now we can't reopen until we have 14 straight days of declining infections. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
But then that wasn't enough. Then they said, Fauci and others, nah, we can't reopen until we have a vaccine. Now we have a vaccine, and of course they even said this before, that even once we have the vaccine, maybe even then we can't reopen completely and get back to normal. And now we're hearing the same thing. Oh, well, the vaccine is not 100% effective. We may have to have lockdowns again. I mean, come on. Let's wake up, people. Yeah. You know, I'm a funny guy in a certain way, Chuck. When someone changes his story with me over and over and over and contradicts himself, I get this funny idea that maybe he's not telling me the truth, and then I don't trust him anymore. But that's just me. I'm a quirky guy. I understand that. But come on, let's wake up.
Yeah. And you know, out here where I am in California, okay, last weekend, here we go, Newsom opened it up again. I say it opened it up again. He opened up his mouth again and once again clamped down on everything and went back to the old thing there, you know, mask and et cetera, and don't do this and don't do that. And here's the guy that's broken the rules so many times. You know, you can't go to school, right? His children can because it's a public school. You can't meet with more than two people or three people to have lunch, right? And he goes up into, I think it was probably Nancy Pelosi country, and has a big outing that's indoors, not wearing mask, with a winery, right? Big thing there. They all break the rules. And then the lady, you know, that says, you can't go to the lake. But her husband takes the boat to the lake. It's this double standard, Selwyn, that it's just like there should be a revolution against the double standard. But they get away with it constantly, constantly. And after a while, it's like, how many times can we keep jerking them around, you know, like little puppets? And they're really doing it. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a final break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you all the great articles you missed because the host just kept going on and on and on. And some great articles that I want you to check out from Selwyn Duke, and I'll give you the titles. And we'll touch on one of them at least that he might want to give us a few points about. All right? Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E, .com. SelwynDuke.com. Be right back.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And so, Selwyn, I'll tell you some interesting stuff and important stuff that we got through today. And I'll tell you, listener, there were three other stories that I was hoping to touch on. I'm going to give you the title, and I want to tell you on the third title, I'm going to give you a real quick thing. But we had Everything You Taught Me Was a Lie. When children cancel their parents. Okay, we didn't get that one. Female biotechnist, thank you, you're welcome, claims gendering animals is wrong, and then social media savages her. And the one that I will probably end up using on a newscast, Selwyn, because I want to make sure this gets out, okay?
Oh, okay.
And this one is, where misinformation unconstitutional, the Democrats would have been censored since 1840. And I'm going to tell you, there's some very, very interesting stuff on that one. So I may use it next week on one of, whenever I'm supposed to be doing the news. To heck with the news, we'll do that one because that's more important.
Oh,
what about the other two here? Everything You Taught Me Was a Lie, When Children Cancel, or are the, which one do you want to kind of touch on right now that you think they really got to check out?
Why don't we touch on that one, because that's really a very interesting topic. You know, we all know, Chuck, that in recent years, our country, which has been fractured ideologically, philosophically, religiously, and so many other ways for so many years, well, has become even more divided. And that's what this article is about, where there are these children who are actually, quote, canceling their parents. They're basically disowning their parents because they don't like their parents' so-called conservatism. And one child said, "Everything you taught me was a lie." And there's this one woman here who I quote because she wrote an article about this recently at American Thinker. Her last name is Body. Karen Body is her name. And she talks about how her own kids canceled her. And then she cites other examples of this happening. And, of course, she's heartbroken. These other parents are heartbroken. In many cases, it's always the same story, Chuck. They say, you know, I raised them well. I gave them love. We provided them with all the opportunities. We nurtured them. Then they went off to college, and they completely changed. Now, we don't have a lot of time, so I'll just cut to the chase here, Chuck. And as I point out in my article, unfortunately, our culture today is absolutely toxic, and that has to be understood. As someone on EWTN said once, that's the Eternal Word Television Network, the Catholic network, he said, the only way to not become a victim of this culture is to become a critic of it, unquote. And I would say that you have to view the elements of this culture now, Chuck, as guilty until proven innocent. And you have to shield your children from them. That means from academia, from the media, from entertainment, until they're fully formed. And if you don't do that, they can be snatched away. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. The pod people will come, and they'll snatch their minds. Your kids will look the same as they would otherwise, but they're going to think and act in bizarre ways. The bottom line is that either you're going to raise your kids, and you're going to inculcate them with your sense of virtue, or the wider society is going to hold sway with them. That's your choice, and it's a very, very stark choice, and it's something we need to take seriously.
Yeah, and forget about, you know, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
No, you know what it takes? It takes good parents, smart parents, and they'll raise somebody and they'll name him Selwyn, and he'll become a great writer because he had the right people at the right time. Hey, Selwyn, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Look forward to our next visit.
Thank you, Chuck. God bless.
God bless you, and God bless America, as long as it's under the United States. And thank you very much, Jeremy, for fixing everything. Yes, and have a good weekend. Yes.